one ha'ara. Now, the emes is, we're going to attach a raid by Bezos Hashem at the end of the daf that talks about making kiddush on grape juice. Why? Number one, that's a primary part of today's daf. It's a lot happening in today's daf, but that's definitely a primary point in today's daf. Also, it's Tovah B'Itay Ma'atoiv, as we're holding Erev Yontif, and Baruch Hashem, we're going to be making Kiddush a lot over the next month or so. So it's somewhat Tovah B'Itay. Could you make Kiddush on grape juice? Could you not make Kiddush on grape juice? Now, we're going to be attaching a raid like that we spoke about at the end of Masechtas Nazir, which was Erev Pesach, a year and a half ago. So then it was also in the Negei the Dal Kaisis. It's going to have a little bit of Pesach vibes. But B'Tishrei, Asidin Ligal, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal, they're definitely Tezvav, so it's a little bit of a shaykhus. But I just want to end with one very short ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara said, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Ein Oymrim Kiddush Hayoyim, El Al Hayayin HaRoy Li Nosech Al Gabi HaMizbech. So in order to be Yoytze Kiddush, you have to use wine that's roy to be poured on the Mizbech. Now, what emerged from the Gemara is not everything that you can't pour on the Mizbech, you also not make Kiddush on. It has to be Machmas Mios. And the Gemara came out with two examples. Either it's wine that is Rechei Ra, or wine that's Megulin. I aren't all Megulin a problem? No, even if you followed Rav Nechemya's patent, which is you put it through the Bas Nenes, still it's going to be an issue. And the reason is, I saw the Teres Chaim, and this Gemara, he says, a Dover Nifla. He said, what emerges is that you can't make Kiddush on wine that has Rechai Ra or on wine that's Megulin, even if you don't have the Sakana of Megulin. But that in of itself, that it's Megulin, is going to be a problem. So I'll read just a few lines in a Veinik. Venerally, Sheshabbos Bereshis, Remez L'Yom Shekuloi Shabbos L'Yom Mabal, Ki Yodua. He said, because Shabbos Bereshis is a mitzvah, and of course it's a mitzvah, shaharbe, gufei Torah, tluyimba. But at the same time, there's also a remez in this mitzvah. And it's a remez for a Shabbos, the Shabbos of l'olam haba. V'zeh soid, zachar v'shamar. This is the soid of zachar seyem Shabbos l'kachoy, and shamar seyem Shabbos l'kachoy. Shamar remez l'shabbos bereshis, shetzarech l'shoymrei. A yid has an obligation to heat Shabbos, right? Gets achted to eat Shabbos. Right, you have to watch Shabbos. That's the Shabbos bereshis. The Lamites Malachis, etc. Zohar means to remember. Remez liyom shekuloi Shabbos, shetzorcha adam lezoichroi b'Shabbos bereshis. So a yid has to watch Shabbos, observe it, experience it, practice it. That's shomer siyem b'Shabbos akachoy. But you also have to remember and be mindful and declare another Shabbos that you can't really experience right now. And that's the Shabbos of la'asid lavoi. Says the Teres Chaim, he says, "Vayayin Hashem mikachin olav." So the wine that we drink when we make kiddush, when we mekayim the mitzvah of zochir seim Shabbos akachoy, is a remez to a wine of la'asid lavoi. What's the wine of la'asid lavoi? That's the yayin hamishomer, the yayin that we spoke about when we went through some of the agadot of Rabbi Barachana. That wine, says the Teres Chaim, is wine that's tamer v'nelam. It's wine that ayin leiras alekim zulasecha. That's wine that's hidden. And it's for that reason the wine that you drink Friday night when you make kiddush can't be megulin. And even if there's no sakana, it doesn't matter. You went through the masnenas like Rav Nechemya. But this yayin has a shaykhus to the yayin amashumer. And that yayin is hidden. And because that yayin is hidden, right, we spoke at the goyin in Evan Shleimer where the goyin says that the yayin amashumer is the soid of satayra. That wine is soid. It's hidden. And that's why on some level the wine that you're going to make kiddush on also has to be soid. And he says, that's the oimik, that the yayin of kiddush has to be yayin that's not megula, has to be kuloi mechus, it has to be tamer vanilla, because it's coming to symbolize the yayin of ayin lay ras, or kim zu lasacha. But he says, the yayin also has to be a yayin that has a good reyach. It's not enough that the wine's good wine. Tastes like wine, looks like wine, it's not enough. It has a reyach, even if it's because it was in a barrel that made it smell bad. Even that's going to be a problem. And says the Teres Chaim, you want to know why? He says, because we know that all the chushim are physical chushim, with the exception of one, the chush ha-reach. The chush ha-reach, that's a ruchnius diga chush. The Gemara says, how do you know you make a bracha on the reach? Koil ha-neshama talika, the B'nai Saskha that we always speak out, that's the only chush that wasn't part and parcel of the aveira of the Eitz Hadas. Which means that in la'asid lavai, which chush is going to be the chush that's going to reign the most prominently? It's going to be the chush ha-reach. So if this wine has a shaychis to the wine of la'asid lavai, it has a shaychis to the ayin ha-meshumer, so you have to make sure that this wine right now smells good, because if it doesn't smell good, so that's Ikka Chosser in the Tainik of La'asa Lave, and this wine is coming to symbolize La'asa. This is what Teres Chaim says right here, Al Atar, in Bava Basra Dav Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis.